Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sid O'Brien. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Messersmith. Pitching for the California Angels, Andy Messersmith. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Johnstone moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnstone scores. McKinney moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichart hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws to second. Alomar drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Alomar. Melton scores. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Reichart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Messersmith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton is hit by the pitch. McKinney moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McKinney scores. Melton moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Mel Queen now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Andrews trying to get to home. Barry throws the ball into Moses who tags Andrews who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Mel Queen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Queen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Johnstone steals second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Johnstone moves to third. Melton moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnstone scores. Melton moves to third. Hermann moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. John hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McKinney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney misplays the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Moses moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Roger Repose pinch hits for Mel Queen. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose strikes out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moses fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melton moves to second. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Andrews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cowan. Andrews reaches second base with a double. Melton scores. Reichardt moves to third. It's 8-0, White Sox. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to home to get Reichardt. Andrews moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. John hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Morales moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McKinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cowan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney misplays the ball. That's an error on McKinney. Moses moves to second. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. Moses moves to third. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Rivers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Rivers now playing right field. Jim Maloney now pitching. Tommy Reynolds now playing third base. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reichardt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-4 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hermann scores. There goes Andrews trying to get to home. Cowan throws the ball in to Reynolds, who relays the ball to Moses, who tags Andrews, who came all the way from first, for the out. Morales moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-3, White Sox. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. John takes first base on ball four. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Cowan moves to second. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer strikes out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Cowan trying to get to home. John Stone throws the ball into Herman, who tags Cowan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Rivers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivers bunts towards the mound. John fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivers moves to second. Jeff Torborg pinch hits for Jim Maloney. Jeff Torborg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torborg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Rivers moves to third. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.